This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Doesn't smell, it's too bad.
Jürgen, obviously the club has released a statement today regarding the prospect of the European Super League and confirmed its stance that it wouldn't be involved. Are you in agreement with that, or should the club at least be allowed to explore the possibility of joining this new format that's been proposed?
I agree 100% with that statement. But I like the verdict anyway. Just like it that we finally get a little bit of understanding that FIFA and UEFA and other FAs or whatever cannot just do what they want. Creating new, because we have to talk about in the future of football, we have to talk about a lot of stuff. And if you're just doing the things they do, like putting in competitions with more games and nobody has a real say in it, and like what's going on there, I like that they get a bit of a shake. And, okay, you cannot exactly do what you want, but no, Super League, same opinion like I had before.
Obviously, after the game in the week, you raised the issue of the atmosphere at Anfield. Do you expect a response at the weekend? And what is the solution long term to ensure that week after week after week you are getting top notch atmosphere?
No, it's not. That maybe I have to. I can tell our people exactly. It's not that I don't order atmospheres or whatever. It's just we had two home games in a row, and these two home games we had 62 finishes. I think that's pretty special. I would say that's what football is all about. And imagine we would have scored off all of them. That's ridiculous. It will never happen. So you will have these moments where you create a chance and you miss it. And in our very best times, and I understand, but I'm pretty sure not everybody is now thinking, oh my God, Klopp is right. And it's not about that. It's my feeling directly after a game. It was exactly like that. And when I turned around, because people were talking about that, when I turned around, we missed a chance. And I turned around and people were sitting like flat. And I thought, what actually do we want? Creating a chance is the closest you can get to score a goal. And now the difference is in the very good times, and when we are exactly, when we're all in our middle and we all enjoy the situation, what we should do, because we are in a pretty good position in the league. So, and maybe a bit quicker than people expect. That's possible. I don't know. And then the difference for me is if you have a chance and you miss it, it's, oh. But after that, the stadium goes bonkers because immediately we go for the next chance. And that was different. It was. So, and it's no criticism. I enjoyed 99.7% of each second in that stadium. I love it to bits. The atmosphere, these people, and not different people, not other people. I know sometimes them are in and sometimes them are in and we have some other issues. And I said, give the ticket to somebody. Now people explained to me, it's not possible only if it's a family member. But so I didn't take it that, I didn't know that it's everybody take me word for word, but maybe after all the years I should get used to that. I am overly happy with everything, but it's like, if he can do better, people show us. Yeah, fine. And I'll set something and that's all. And if people wanted to understand me right, I think it was possible. And if not, then not. I cannot change that now, and it's not. I have nothing to say about the atmosphere. What I said is we need Anfield tomorrow. That's 100% true, and I can't wait for the first whistle to be
honest. How much do you love this situation when the top two are going head-to-head at Anfield and the chance to take top spot?
I love it the most when you are first and are 55 points ahead. So, because it's a pure joy, but it's all fine. I love it. It's how I said, we are in the position we are. It's not that bad. And we play a super strong team. We play a team that played an exceptional last season and coming back and is even better than last season. Bringing in top players, had already a top team, bringing in really good players. To improve the team, did that, went through the Champions League pretty easily, and play a really good Premier League campaign. So, massive game. It's great. Great to have them, great to meet them. We met, obviously, quite frequently, and yeah, it's good. But we have to make sure we make it a proper home game. A proper Anfield experience. That's all I want.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Jürgen, Arsenal seem to have found an extra gear this season almost. Do they look like a real title contender this time? Do they look like they found that?
I thought they looked like that last year, to be honest, and then some results kicked in or whatever. I don't know even exactly the reasons, to be honest. I remember our game here. They were outstanding until we found a way into the game. And then maybe in the end we should have won it. Maybe they had other chances as well. I can't remember them, to be honest, but I can remember Ibu Konate 2-2 with the chest half a yard in front of the goal. So I'm still wondering how we couldn't score there. That was the team we faced, super strong team. And that's what they are. Now you bring in Rice and Havertz, that doesn't make you worse. And Ryan Gold, it doesn't make you worse. So it's just that Mikkel built exactly the team he wanted. And they are difficult to play. They are good mix between physicality, like big, strong players, fast, good technique, very good organization. They're really well coached, well drilled. You can see every year they make another step. They have really my respect, but we won the points anyway.
Curtis Jones was sensational. You had a number of sensational performances. Does he come into thinking to potentially get a start on the weekend?
They all are. When I was a trainer, they all are. And yes, he was exceptional. He played a super game. I said, I think it was maybe it was the best game we played this season so far. And that's with a really changed lineup, and it was really good. I liked it a lot. Curtis scored 2 goals. Was defensively there, was really active, aggressive in the right manner. But Harvey Elliott played a really good game as well, so and some others as well. So we will start with 11 and pretty much and five of the others will come on, I'm pretty sure.
Jürgen, how much of a good barometer can this battle be for what the season might hold when you consider you're on the back of maybe your best performance of the season? Arsenal, great last season, they appear to have improved, they got more efficient, but you've had a great start as well.
What do you mean exactly with barometer?
This game, what do you think it can tell us for what
match day 18? Match day 18? Match day 18. That's a barometer. So that means after that we play 20 more games, right? So we win it, we are not through. They win it, they are not through, even when probably that's then the headlines they have to deal with. It's just a super important football game, and we were result-wise pretty stable this season. That's what the basis for everything. It's a basis for consistency, that you get results. We did that. So actually, I you realize now why I'm a bit stuttering. I didn't really think about it. I couldn't care less. It's really I'm just interested in this game tomorrow and not what it means for the rest of the season or whatever. It's, I spoke the other day about it, that I said the position we are in is okay. We don't feel now that it's like exceptional. I mean, wow, how did we end up here? So I really think we deserve where we are. But that's just the basis. It's before but January, February, when it's really getting interesting, where are you? Then you might see you play lesser games than you already played, and you see is there a distance or not. And there might be a moment, I don't know exactly when, March maybe, or April, when you think, okay, 6-pointer, you win today, and then you have them out of the way or whatever. But that's obviously far off, and nobody thinks about these kind of things. We have enough, believe me, to prepare a game like this. I enjoyed a lot, but it's really, there's no space for left and right. There's enough to do to make sure that they cannot do what they want and we can do what we want.
Another good performance in midweek from Wataru Endo. We've seen good performances from him before, but he appears to be bringing more consistent
results.
What's enabled him to do that?
Getting used to it, just like that. We forgot, and we don't give people time anymore. We do internally, we do, but because we talk every 3 days or more often about these kind of things, it feels like after 4 weeks, it's now we speak already that long about it, when it will finally click. That's how it is. We had some of the biggest players this club in my area ever saw needed time to adapt. Some others didn't, but some big players did. We can, so not just to mention, Andy Robertson didn't play half a year, pretty much was not in the squad. Hopefully he forgot that as well, but it's anyway true. And Fabinho we had to change system for because he couldn't play a six alone. And later on he could play that easily, made it his position, so it's all fine. And you need a bit of time, that's all. But we see him every day in training and he is one of the hardest working people I ever met. It was always clear that it will be good. But I'm happy, obviously, for him that the public could see it now as well. So because that's pretty helpful in our job. Yeah, it was a really good game. And he gives something different to the team. Eh? We have to say that. It's clear. He gives it. He's the one for the tackles. We don't have now 20 players on the pitch who have tackling as a hobby. But he's doing it. And on top of that, his passing is really good. His awareness is really good. He finds his position better in possession. All these things. It's football. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But that's no problem for me. Andy has said yesterday pretty long with him, and it's actually he's doing well. The problem is a little bit the shoulder is not exactly like it's not the shoulder is not there. The rest of the body is fine, but need to be patient a little bit. Need to be patient a little bit longer. But it's fine, so he can do all the physical work already, which annoys him quite a lot because it's not allowed for ball training. Little bit passing maybe and stuff like this, but not properly. But physically, when he's ready to go, allowed to go shoulder wise, then it is I think it's a short time until he will be back. Well, we all hope it will be in January, but I don't know.
When Joel got injured, you came to answering a lot of questions about centre backs, but I'm just wondering how much of a bonus the form of Joel Clancy has been.
It didn't change since then. It was good before, so it's not that Jarrell now played good since then. So it was, we knew about him before that. So that's our situation we have. And long-term injuries are always a problem. And of course, with Jarrell's long-term injuries, it's a problem. But it's, we have to sort it internally, and we can, thankfully, because of the way the boy shows up. It's just really good. No, it was 100% true. My God. The situation at night. I invite you now a little bit in my life. The situation at night. I come into our stadium. Kids are playing. Square field. They score a goal when I arrive. They score a goal, and 7,000 people go bonkers. And I thought, oh my God, how nice is that? So that was the mood I arrived. Then Pete asked me questions, and a minute after I finished, I think maybe I said it on in a mic or not, tomorrow there will be all headlines. But I didn't think for a second it was serious or whatever, stuff like this. I said a lot of stuff, but I'm a real idiot and help you a lot with all these things. But so the question around that was, how will be your Christmas, blah, blah, blah. And I said, who cares here about my Christmas? Nobody does, really. Yours as well, by the way. And in that moment, I didn't know. Obviously, I know when we play Burnley, but in that specific moment, I was not there and had to schedule. And I don't know, where do we play? I said, Burnley. Oh, great place to be. So if he would have said London, I was a great place to be. If he would have said Fiji's, I was a great place to be, because we play football there and I wouldn't have been with my family. So the family of one of my best friends is from Burnley, just to make sure I have no issue with that. If anybody thought I have, then he might have an issue with Burnley. I don't know, but I have nothing. I go there for playing football like I go in all other cities. I never saw a bit of Burnley besides the stadium. Did I always enjoy being in that stadium? No, because they gave us a hard fights, but that's it. Again, welcome on my planet. So.
Any more for me for the Bakers?
Check online as well.
Fine.
Just seeing news generally, anybody back?
Ryan. And Maka and Diogo getting closer and closer, but not ready for tomorrow. No. That's it. Good.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.